Dude, when I was little, my brothers put me inside of a truck tire and rolled me down a hill. They rolled me down a hill, and then there was another tire set up for me to ramp off of is a tire that I was inside of.
So how'd that go?
I hit the tire and landed on my head upside down, and it was the first time ever the wind knocked out of me. I didn't know what it was. Oh, I just got out. I was like,
that's you crying?
Crying my eyes out, yeah, ran. Yeah. Dude, I used to, any sport I played, when we play like kickball and shit, if I like struck out kickball, I would immediately cry. And everything would stop. And they'd be like, come on, man. And like my mom would be like, Nat, let Nat play. I would cry if, when I struck.
Yeah, it's dude, little brother stuff.
Yeah, but even like, no, but even when I struck out in baseball, like seventh grade, I was like, I was ready to cry. That's every time.
Dude. Nah, seventh grade, like around the, yeah, when I was playing baseball, if I struck out, I'd be fucking devastated.
Dude, I was literally fighting tears on the bench.
Yeah, I was like, thank God it's over. Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck down. It's over. I don't want to be here.
I would strike out and go to the bench and quietly be like, and like, I'd be trying not to cry, dude. It killed me.
For sure.
My parents would be there, and I just go like,
I would have,
I'm sorry, Pa.
Fucking wave of relief that I didn't get hit by a pitch, dude. I was way outside the box. I hated baseball.
Yeah,
I was
so scared
to get that
fucking,
dude.
Pussy. I'm just like, no.
Do that. I think we can all agree over that. I bailed. Anything near him, anything inside, I was out of the box.
Yeah.
Totally.
You gotta fucking charge the mound.
Dude, I'm telling you, my entire baseball career, I think I only hit my way onto base like twice. I got getting walked was my ideal sitch.
Yeah.
I'd get walked and be like, nice. Yes, once I was on base, dude, that was my thing. I was like, get me on base, dude. I'll
you're
fucking
a burner.
Run my
you're a burner, dude.
I was like chubby. I was like a chubby little kid.
Yes.
I remember my head being like, dude, just get me on base.
Just let me
I was just
fucking
like a little,
spin.
I was
dude.
A little fat kid. I'm like, yeah, but if I get on base, I'm fast as fuck.
I'm burning, dude. I'm spinning.
I have zero natural athleticism. I can't throw. I can't swing a bat. And it's been like that my whole life. Like, in fourth grade, the students played the teachers, and I was up to bat. And I fucking swung and threw the bat, and it hit a kid in the head. And he had to go to the hospital. Like, the game stopped. He fucking had this huge, so much blood. Oh, and I was just like, sorry. Oh, like,
dude.
I got nothing. If you make me throw a ball,
that's
it will
so
not go
funny.
Far.
We had a... In my grade school gym class, I think I was like 7th or 8th grade, they had like this lady who I realized like every gym teacher I've ever had is always like a lesbian.
For sure.
So like, yeah. And this,
I had one of those.
This lady,
except for one I had.
We had a gym teacher. She used to ride a cat. Yeah.
Don't do that. That's
enough. We had this gym teacher. This lesbian used to ride a Kawasaki Ninja to class. To
yes.
I'm just realizing this now.
Like, that's fucking
oh,
sick, dude.
She was so weird, but like,
yeah, lady gym teachers are the weirdest people on earth.
She was bizarre. She made it this big deal to get this different teachers would put on assemblies
because the gym teacher here. I'll get into your level of psychology here because the gym teacher, female gym teacher, that's a lesbian. Still has that nurturing side where she's like, I want to work with kids. I want to be around children and help them develop. But boy, do I love sports. I'm going to be a gym teacher. Get these kids in the gear.
Oh my God.
I'm going to take my ninja down to the class.
Dude,
she was room on the Kawasaki, dude.
So everyone, like, you know, people set up different presentations. I remember she made this big deal to get like this. It was like an African tribal song band or something.
I'm going to bring in a couple of blacks banging on some drums, teach these kids about culture.
She was
your
like,
gym teacher's real close to macho.
I know, I know.
She was like 1992 woke, so she was like, we got like when Paul Simon started like going and like playing in Africa. So she had like... She brought these dudes and played this. And, like, I remember her, like these guys came down. They're like, J.J. Kool-Aid.
They sang like, about Kool-Aid?
Oh, no.
She hired a bunch of black dudes from Philly, gave them dashikis, and was like, I don't know, sing about whatever you guys talk about. Just, I don't know, make up a Kool-Aid song. I don't fucking know.
It was Kool-Aid. It was J.J. Kool-Aid. And then, like, they're like, and they would go, J, and they clap their hands. And we were all supposed to sing along, but our whole school just stared at them and was like, what the fuck is this?
No.
And then Miss Campbell, the gym teacher, stood up and faced us all and went, J.J. Kool-Aid. And clapped her hands. We all just still looked at her like, Like, we're not fucking doing this shit.
So fucking funny. That's a horrendous bomb for those dudes to bomb in front of kids like that. You can't get them to chant with you.
There was definitely a couple girls, because grade school girls, they always were fucking annoying. They get up and be like, I'll do it. And everyone's looking at them like, shut the fuck up. But then, like, so that was his backstory on this lady. So we would do, in gym class, when we played baseball, I wouldn't play at all. I would just be the other team's manager. And then every call, she was the ump, and every call she called, I'd come out and be like, are you serious, Miss Campbell? Get out of here. And I got ejected from gym class. She made me go sit on the swing, so I was like, you must be blind. Dude, it was so funny.
We had a gym teacher, a female gym teacher, that would call the kids Snake.
Why?
Because, I don't know, she was nuts, dude.
Hey,
she
Snake.
Was like, yeah, she was like, she was in the military. So I don't know what, she was nuts, dude, but she'd be like, get him, Snake, get him. Like, kids what would be fuck? Like, come here, Snakes. Like, the kids. And then I'll never, it's one of the funniest fucking things ever, and it's not going to translate to this, but me and a couple of my friends were juniors in high school, and we were at a basketball game, and we were leaving, and we were walking past her, and she was just some crazy lady, but she, like, saw us walking by her in the stands, and she, like, leaned forward to, like, give us high fives on the way out, and she was like, senioritis, not yet, She, like, panicked and realized we were juniors. Oh. She was, like, trying to be cool when we were walking. Senioritis. Not yet. And we were like, what the fuck?
Dude, I mean, I can't think of a Catholic school gym teacher of the hiring process. Was probably just, like, how they scouted and hired that position must be so fucking funny.
Oh, fuck.
High school gym was some of the most fun ever. Because right after me and my friend Matt learned that, like, oh, this doesn't count. Because we had a female gym teacher, Mary Lodge, who was old and didn't give a fuck and, like, very diminutive. So, like, we realized, like, oh, we can do anything. So, like, we would go play tennis. And, like, me and him had a thing called mega tennis where, like, we just wouldn't play by the rules and just be like, and hit it as hard as we can at somebody and be like, boom! And like, Jim's like, stop doing that! And we were just like terrorists in that fucking class.
That's awesome.
It was like, it also won't translate, but some of the class I had.
Just wonderful.
I fucking loved it, man.
Just really
a lot of good nut shots. I got hit in the dick once.
That did sucked. You?
Yeah, pin guard.
No, I was athleticism,
dude. I guard the pin, and then I didn't talk. Dude, I was just fucking down.
I don't think there's a funnier thing than when they do when they, we did gym class dodgeball when it's boys versus or it's like boys versus girls or like mixed teams. A girl would always get hit in the head and cry. It was usually my boy Bert. Like, watch this, dude, and he would just be like, launch a fucking ball.
You may remember Bert from the prison episode.
like literally, yeah, it's just funny when you're a little kid and it's like you're playing dodgeball, and then we had a girl who was like kind not retarded but like totally like whacked some way. Oh. I remember just being like as a little kid, like, oh my god, I can't wait to throw this ball at this retarded girl. It's gonna be so funny.
Oh man,
and you're just like, I wonder what happens. You're like, oh, she cries. Never mind.
Dude, the last semester of, like, 8th grade or whatever, we did, like, pin guard, and the gym teachers were like, oh, this is great, it's the last day, and they were sitting on the mats, and, like, I forget.
What's pin guard?
I'm sorry, Greek dodgeball, same kind of thing. There's two bowling pins set up, and so...
You said Greek dodgeball?
Yeah, same.
What's that, hiding in a room, not trying to get butt fucked?
You do on two sides of a basketball court.
We were playing pin guard. It's like, wait, what's pin guard? You know, Greek dodgeball. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's when
about?
Little boys bend over on a couch and close their eyes. Their uncle fucking runs around.
What are we playing? Greek dodgeball.
Some fucking dodgeball game where you gotta throw it and hit the people. There's gator balls that were loud and thudding, but they didn't fuck anybody up. So it was one kid was like, ran up to the line to try to fucking really annihilate somebody and just turn 90 and fucking blasted the female gym teacher in the head. It's like, stop!
I wonder if that's part of like the female gym teacher test is like they just have like a pitching machine chucking softballs at you. And you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
She ate it, dude. Oh, that's fuck.
God damn it.
Oh my god.
But we were little kids, so we didn't know to laugh. We were just like, oh my god.
What happened? Dude, there was this teacher in my grade school who fell down a hill. they used to take us out.
We shitty
to,
injury.
Did you guys have? You went to Catholic grade school, right?
Yeah.
So they did this thing where like they would take us to the cemetery. We had to like sit out in the cemetery and like read and like pray. It was really weird. Like sometimes we just sat near a grave. They were like, it was called a desert experience. This one lady used to sit us next to a grave. We each pick one. And you had to sit and like read one of your textbooks near the grave.
What?
Yeah, it was weird. It was called a desert experience. This one lady made us do it. But as we're
coming. She's a fucking whack job, dude.
It was crazy. Dude, it was insane.
How old were you when this happened?
Like 7th grade.
Study
grade.
Around
that's
death.
Young.
It was like for English class. We read like our novels or books. We'd read. But
you'd
still,
read
weird.
Books to dead. To tombstones.
On top of dead people, yeah.
It's called a desert. Something was going on with that teacher, man. That was a fucking.
But I think that teacher was one who did it. The other one was like, if you had to go to from the school, there's like an old
teacher fell down a hill.
No, that the teacher who that was a teacher. That was not the teacher who fell
That's
down
a
hill.
She got fired for making kids go to a graveyard. You can't do that.
That lady was out of her fucking mind.
Falling down a hill is so dude. Fucking. Trying to run to keep up in your feet.
This was like a 65-year-old lady who was like, you know, she was like tall but like pretty, like not like
she's,
fat, but she was a.
She's a hulking woman.
She's a hulking old woman. And we were walking. It was like an October day, I remember, because like there was a ton of dead leaves on the ground. So she slid on one of the dead leaves and then just literally just tumbled like down the thing. And my cousin Pat and my friend Bert ran down the hill pointing at her spinning body going, ah, laughing as she's falling. And she just came in. She came in, dude, gave them both the test. It was the fucking
Holy
funniest
fuck.
Thing. Because she got up and was like picking leaves out of it. And you're like, there was like, ah.
I could have been seriously injured.
Dude, this, and the one time, so there was one of our first grade teacher. Our first grade teacher died. the husband of our first grade teacher, sorry. The husband of our first grade teacher died when we were in eighth grade.
How'd he die? Do you know?
He's just old as fuck. He died. Okay. I don't know. Oh, he just died. So then like you were allowed to go to his, and remember in eighth grade, like they said, like if anyone wants to go to, you know, Mrs. McGrody's husband's funeral, you can go to the
Hell
funeral.
Yeah. Out of class.
You can get class. A lot of people took it. I'm like, nah, I'm chilling. I don't want to go. Yeah, I don't like funerals. I was like, back then I was an altar boy. I'm like, you want me to go to a funeral, you gotta give me $5.
True.
I wasn't going to a funeral for free. So I'm like, nah, I'm gonna chill in class. Yeah. So we weren't gonna do anything anyway. So it was me, my boy Bert. Pat, a couple people were just like, fuck the funeral, we're going to chill here. So I think actually, a bunch of people came back, but the teacher wasn't back yet because the teacher was still at the funeral, and the one boy was crying. This one kid, Casey, was crying, and Phil went up to him and was like, I'm so sad. It was making like a crying baby face. Or So then like he's doing it, and then a teacher walks in and sees him like, Mama Grody.
Oh my god.
So then as like a teacher's yelling at him, my cousin came up behind him going like to the teacher's head, and then another teacher saw him and he was like, oh.
Dude, did you ever have teachers cry? Make teachers cry?
Yes, I personally made a teacher cry.
We had this one. There's this one teacher, Mrs. Carnahan. And dude, we made her cry so fucking much.
That's
like
so
every
funny.
Day she was crying. But then she would sing at church. She would sing. It's not Ave Maria. It's like, gentlewoman, peaceful dove.
Yeah, okay. Teach us wisdom.
Yeah.
Teach us
so
love. Yeah.
Her and another teacher.
You were chosen.
Her and another, clearly a lesbian teacher, the one that was a fan of the Hershey Bears, would double sing that song. Because there's two parts.
Stop,
so one of them would be like, gentlewoman. The other
quiet
one would be like,
morning star, so shining bright. I know all those songs.
My friend the Polack was like, he was like, Mrs. Carnahan, you're such a good singer. Can you please sing Ave Maria? she would sing it like on command. And then we would all laugh and she'd start crying.
Oh my
god. But we
god.
Could you could get her to be like, gentlewoman. People would be like, suck. You suck at singing.
Dude, we, at my graduation, the practice, it was like, we had an eighth grade teacher who like, was total white trash. I don't know how she got this job. She had to try to read us, like, she tried to make us read Les Miserables, and she would stand up there and be like, and then
she
couldn't even fucking like, read that.
Dude, it is real weird. Like, I even think about this because my girlfriend's a kindergarten teacher. Like, think how weird these fucking, not my girlfriend, she's not weird, but like, mm-hmm. when you're, well, she's weird as fuck, but when you're around kids and you're the only adult, like, think of those two fat ladies singing Ave Maria for like 20 seventh graders. like, yeah. be like, we're going to go to the church. Me and Sandra are going to sing for you. Like, just making kids sit there. And you stand and be like, oh. And kids are just like...
Yeah.
Oh, like, be quiet and respect this. Who laughed? Who laughed? Could you please leave if you're laughing? I'm singing right now. Could you please leave?
It's insane.
So you got a bunch of seventh graders just like...
You just have them captive. Just
okay. Like, come watch my talent.
Well, oh. It's funny because that's exactly what happened if they did that at any other job. The coworkers would be like...
Yeah. He's like, shut the fuck up. Shut up, you weirdo.